I think sometimes people look at it and they say, hey, who let this guy do this and why? You know, why would you do this in a prison? You know, I think people come in and when they walk through the prison, people have different ideals about what takes place inside the prison. When you look behind me right now, it amazes people that we actually have inmates who are walking about who are not in handcuffs and they're not secured and they're being led by staff wherever they go, that they have the opportunity to kind of walk and move freely and they get to express themselves and ways that we hope that they're preparing themselves for their eventual exit outside of the facility positively. And art is just an expression of that for many of the guys in here. It gives them hope. It gives them an opportunity to tell their story. And again, I think one of the guys shared it himself. You know, you can make a mistake on that canvas, but you can always change it. And hopefully, guys, you know, they may not be taking it in there that way themselves, but hopefully that's the experience that they get there while they're here. They've made a mistake, they've done some bad things to get here, but it doesn't have to end there, but life can be different.
I was really impressed. They put a lot of love and a lot of feelings into that artwork. You can tell by looking at it. And it just gave me a sense of awe to be able to look at that and think that these guys got together and were able to put something like together like that in art. It just almost brought tears to my eyes when I saw it. This was a level 4 prison, which is where all the worst of the worst do their time. And believe me, I've been to those prisons, and they're no fun. I've been to 7 different institutions in California. I caught a term in 1994 on a second-degree murder charge, and I started out in a level 4, level 3, and then a level 2, and I worked real hard to get here. You know, I've been down 20 years almost, and I was real fortunate to be able to come to Quentin because they have a lot of self-help programs, and it allows one to know himself and to know where he's going. It's a way for me to find inner peace in myself to be able to express it through my artwork. If I had to stay in this cell, you know, 24 hours a day, I think I would have gone crazy by now. But I'm able to get out of myself, you know, and to express myself in my art. You know, I've always dabbled in artwork. Ever since I was a small child, I used to always doodle around. I'm more of a cartoonist than an artist, but I've learned to be an artist through working with Arts and Corrections.
We're in a group, a gospel group called New Day, and this formed like 3 years ago. You know, me and a couple of brothers just got together and start writing. You know, well, I'm a writer, so, you know, I write all the songs I write the music too. It allows me to look at who I was and be a better man, you know, and actually that's the name of the song, that's the title of the song. I wish I'd been a better man. A lot of us are irresponsible and we leave our children out there, you know, to fend for themselves, you know, and I've been in here like 18 years now. You know, when I left, my son was a child. Now he's a grown man with children of his own. And like you say, what it does for me is it allows me to look at myself, you know, and who I used to be. And that person was a true monster. But I'm not afraid to face them, you know. I don't think the same like I used to. So, you know, I'm just, you know, this time here helped me. You know, a lot of people, you know, oh, man, I'm, you know, complaining and, you know, but I don't, you know. This time helped me, and it helped me become a better person, you know. I was nothing but a shadow. I wasn't there in your line. I watched you grow from a distance while I struggled to get my mind right. I even missed your birthday, left you alone out in the world, and turned my back on your mother for foolish things in this world. I wish I'd been a better man and help you grow into your life. been there for you to run to when things were not right. And here you call me Father before you close your eyes at night. I wish I'd been a better man. I wish I'd stayed in your life. So many years have come and gone, bringing new life to your life. Like dreams that reach into the sky, like distant stars in the night. Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father, because the world can be so cold, still there's something in my heart that I want you to know. You are my dream, you are my life, you are my future, you make everything all right. You are my smile, you are my light, you are my destiny, you're the tears I cry at night. I wish I'd been a better man and help you grow into your life. Been there for you to run to when things were not right. And here you call me Father before you close your eyes at night. I wish I'd been a better man. I wish I'd stayed in your life.
All I can say is that he may be gone in a physical form, but a brother like that, he will always live in us. He will always be in my heart. And he will always be with us in spirit. And I may not be a rapper, but I guarantee you his message will continue to live on through me in any form or fashion that I'm able to contribute.
And we did this all in like a day. Same thing you were talking about, because we had to get it to the family before the memorial, for the funeral, yeah. This is a song I wrote. This is
I just want to say, Bobby, we're going to miss you. And to his family, celebrate his life. Don't mourn his death.
Although you're gone away, your memory I'll embrace. I'll spread your message of peace.
So you see this,
my name is
I was
Jesse.
Writing all this on the fly.
This is to the family of Bobby. We appreciate his work, everything that he's meant to our program here, No More Tears. And I just wish you guys the best. And I ask that you would be strong and continue to carry the message of peace.
We're doing this song in tribute, you know. We want to share it with his family to let them know what he meant to us and how he touched us. So, you know, I think that this is a good thing that we're trying to do right here for him, you know, to help his legacy live on.
Hear the song now. And this is the song from the beginning.
And live your legacy.
Is that what you want from me?
That what you want from me?
Dear friend Bobby, we gotta change it up.
Change it up.
Live it up.
Live it up.
Live your legacy.
Is that what you want from me?
Dear friend Bobby.
Now Bobby, I'm gonna miss you. You inspired me to be free. When you came inside of the beast in the name of peace to NMT. You gave your life to God, and it was Allah that took you home. And Queen Delilah, you're not alone. See, this is the reason for this song. You and Bobby gave me hope. See, he was a concrete rose. And out of all the evil paths in life, love is the one you chose. They may have taken your body, but your spirit will never go. I just hate we live in a world that couldn't accept your heart of gold.
You gotta change it up, live it up, and live your legacy. Is that what you want from me? My dear friend Bobby. You gotta change it up, flip it up, and live your legacy. Is that what you want from me? A dear friend Bobby.
That song brings tears to my eyes, man. It's like, you know.
You're going away. Your family will embrace. And in your memory, we'll silence the violence with peace.
Gotta change it up.
Gotta change it up and flip it up. We never forget what you meant to us. I knew that in your eyes that I was a man and not just a prisoner. We knew we wanted to work together but took time for granted. And life is so strange at times, it seems that no one can understand it. See, this ain't how we planned it, but I gotta minimize the damage and spit from the heart in your name and spread peace throughout the planet. Bobby, we love you, man.
We love you, man.
We gotta change it up, flip it up. Live your legacy. Is that what you want from me? My dear friend Bobby. You gotta change it.
That's
up.
Diva.
Live it up. Live your legacy. Is that what you want from me? My dear friend Bobby. You gotta change it up. Flip it up. And live your legacy. Is that what you want from me? My dear friend Bobby.
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 We love you, Bobby.
We love you, man.
Love you, man.
To the family, we love y'all too. Hang in there. We got your back.
Stay the course. The message.